Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
It's 7:11 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. This is where it will all begin, or this is where it all begins. That's on Fresh FM, right? The NSK and Shaquan is on your radio. Now, I did tell you, or we did tell you, that Namib Mills and their partners in crime, that's the Advantage Agency, are planning monthly events, okay? What are these events? Why, for that matter, and for who? And who's involved? All these questions, we'll get all the answers right now. We've got Abudi Diego, the junior brand manager with Namib Mills in studio. Good day, my good sir. How are you doing?
Good morning,
NSK. We cannot complain. We're fantastic. And great. We've got Ama and Mel, that's in studio as well. Hi, Mel. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Good. Ama? Please go ahead. There we go. Let's start off with Diego first things first. Talking about these events. Can you tell us about the inspiration behind organizing these monthly poetry shows?
So just to give a bit of a background, Top Score has always been about the culture from the get-go.
Yeah.
And the brand's identity is so rooted in cultural diversity in Namibia, of Namibians, right? So through poetry, Top Score strives to tell the story of Namibians through different poets on a show like this, right? Mm. And through poetic storytelling, we as Top Score also tell the story of a brand that is for the people.
Yes. You know?
So our storytelling is not only limited to poetry, we also do music. Just a little side note.
A little, just to balance it a bit.
Yeah. So yesterday we also dropped a music video under our campaign called Pop Culture. It features Rafael Limpele.
That's what it's part of. I saw it on TikTok, my guy.
I'm
thinking to myself, this is insane.
It's a banger. It blew up on the first day that we dropped it. But
of course.
Yeah, that's a side note.
Back to the poetry.
Now, these lovely ladies that are here with me today came up with a beautiful concept where they tied both music and poetry, both things that we love and how we like to do storytelling. And here we are today.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, for someone who has never attended the poetry events before, because I understand it started last year, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. What can they expect when they show up? You know, how would you describe this atmosphere? Perhaps I can bring in Osimiel also into this conversation.
Honored.
No. It's just an honorable term. Don't mind us.
Hence why I said I'm honored.
Yeah.
So for anyone who's never been to Top Score Poetry in Motion show, what they're met by immediately is a dimly lit room with great ambiance. It's a great vibe. We call it a literary soundscape of rhythm and spoken word, which is exactly what Diego said. It's a beautiful fusion of music, a live band, great instrumentalists, and our spoken word poets. Some have never done it before, so it's also a learning curve for them. So everyone, I think, who shows up to the show is met with something really new for the first time.
All right. How many shows have there been so far, and can you perhaps share a memorable moment from one of your past shows that really stood out for you? I think I can bring in Ama in this. No, Ama is not part of the conversation. There we go.
So we've had 4 shows.
Okay.
And I think Mel and I were talking about this yesterday, and one of the, I think, most moving moments was when Ashwin Imberi, who is, you know, a very, very, very strong poet and spoken word artist, had actually performed a piece for his fiancée.
He did it right there and then?
He did it there and then, and his father was in the audience.
Whose father? His father.
Ashwin's father. Witnessing him perform for the very first time in his life. So it was very moving. They had come down to start the Lobola conversation and stuff like that. Yeah. So it was a very, very moving piece. Yeah. It almost felt like a proposal, actually.
Yeah. I get goosebumps just thinking about it right now, actually. It was so beautiful. Following day, he's meant to go for Lobola negotiations, like Ama said, and his father getting to see him for the very, very first time performing spoken word poetry. It was amazing. Diego, what was your memorable moment?
I think the great food. No, I'm lying. No. So for me and for Top Score, we try to tell stories of Namibians. And I just feel like since we started in 1982, we have 42 years of stories to tell. Mm. And you can never have enough stories because we go through a lot as Namibians. Mm. So, yeah, I think every show is a different one. And you can't compare the one to the other because the previous one or the next one tops the previous one. Mm.
So, yeah. I think it's incredibly powerful that that you share this this account of Eshwin,
yeah.
Because you know what I mean. If you look at it a bit deeper, as African parents, they don't necessarily really understand what we do as creatives, as well as the media space. Yeah. So to have that happen on your platform, Nochas, for that matter,
yeah.
I think that perhaps even deserves an air horn. That is incredible. His dad was probably like, "It's a but I'm sure he was moved as well.
Yeah.
Diego, let's talk about the local poets and artists that will get involved with this event and the show itself.
Yeah, I think.
Or should we leave that to?
Yeah,
to,
so usually the ladies run with the poets because they are the experts in that regard.
Yeah, talk to us
and,
now.
And yeah, I think last month we had a call for poets for this year's first show, and I think I'm very excited to see what we have in store for the first one.
Okay.
That's right. And it's actually the first auditions we hosted. The first four shows were made up of a curation of specific poets that we invited to the show just to come and perform, because these are heavyweights in their own rights in terms of the spoken word industry.
Yeah.
So this was our very first audition. So that is how they can now be a part of the show. It's we will host auditions every month. We will announce it on the Top Score Namibia pages that, hey, we have auditions, come through, drop a line or two, and then let's see whether you make it or not. Yeah. So,
can
yeah.
You drop a line or two?
Perhaps.
I saw that one coming.
How can the listeners win a ticket that's for this upcoming show?
So we have two great questions for the listeners that we would just essentially ask, and that would be a great opportunity for them to win a ticket. So should I mention?
Of course,
right,
mention the questions, and then throughout the hour we will run this competition, and then we should have a winner. That's either by 9 a.m. or by 10 a.m. Then we'll communicate all those details. That's to Diego.
Awesome.
Leave those two questions for us.
So
what's the first one?
The questions are: what is the name of the show?
Mm-hmm.
Very basic one, very simple one. And the second one is: who is the main sponsor of the show?
Okay. And they have to get both of them, right? Isn't it?
Yeah.
For those two tickets. Winner takes all.
Winner takes all?
I think it would be fair to maybe have one person ask one, one question,
right,
and two tickets, and another person ask the second and then two tickets.
Okay, so it's four tickets that I'll be giving away.
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. All right, thank you so much, guys. We really appreciate the work that you guys do at Namibia Meals, especially Top Score. Yeah. Just getting back to those visuals that I saw last night on TikTok. Yeah. Bang, I promise you. Right. Mel and Amma, your team, obviously you guys, man, you guys are incredible when it comes to Advantage, all right? We will communicate those winners to you. It's very simple. What is the name of the show and who are the main sponsors of the monthly poetry? You see me, I'm almost giving away the name. let's leave it at that. It's 7:19 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. But besides giving away these tickets, we're also asking you, why is DNA testing such a treat here in this country?
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.